Your life is always responding to you. The question is, what are you saying to it? Most people don't realize this, but you're already talking to the universe every day through your words, your actions, your focus, and your energy. The problem is, most of that communication is done without awareness. You say you want change, but your thoughts say you're stuck. You say you want success, but your behavior repeats the same pattern, and then you wonder why nothing is shifting. In this audiobook, you're going to learn how to talk to the universe with clarity and confidence. No fluff, no guesswork. Just real, simple, practical steps that work in real life. You'll learn how to give your mind a direction, how to speak your goals out loud with belief, how to act like the answer is already on the way, and how to stay aligned even when nothing is happening yet. If you've been feeling unseen, unheard, or stuck, it's time to change how you speak to life. This is how everything starts to shift. Stay with me. Let's begin. Chapter 1. Ask for what you want without holding back. You know, one of the biggest reasons people don't get what they want in life is because they never truly ask for it. I'm not talking about whispering your hopes under your breath or wishing quietly in your mind. I mean really asking, clearly, directly, and with full belief that what you're asking for matters. If you don't ask, you leave the door closed. And if the door stays closed, the universe can't walk in. You have to reach a point where you stop playing small with your life. Ask for what you want. Ask fully. Ask like you mean it. That means no hesitation, no doubting whether you're worthy, no waiting for the perfect moment. That's not how growth happens. The universe responds to bold decisions. It responds to people who are serious about their goals, who show up and say, "Here's what I want, and I'm ready for it." And when I say ask without holding back, I mean this. Stop watering down your dreams to make them sound more reasonable. If you want to change your life, you can't be afraid of being unreasonable. You have to ask for what truly speaks to you, not what feels safe. If you want peace, ask for peace. If you want success, say it. If you want strength, speak it. Don't ask for less just because you're afraid it won't come. Ask for more and do the work to match it. You don't need to justify your desires to anyone. You don't need to explain why you want what you want. The universe doesn't ask for your permission slip. It only listens to your clarity and your commitment. If your life has felt stuck, if you've been spinning in circles wondering why nothing is moving forward, this is where it starts. It starts with the courage to ask clearly and honestly. Think about how many times you've talked yourself out of asking. Think about how many times you lowered your standards because you didn't want to face rejection or disappointment. But here's something you need to know. There's nothing more disappointing than living a life that doesn't feel like yours. There's nothing more painful than knowing deep down that you never ask for what you really needed. You've got to understand how powerful that moment is when you decide to ask for more. It wakes something up inside of you. It forces your mind to stretch. It forces your habits to shift. It forces you to start walking in a new direction. That's how change begins. You ask, and then you move toward it. Now, some people will say, "Well, I asked before and nothing happened." But I'll tell you something, asking isn't a one-time event. You don't just say it once and sit back. You stay with it. You keep asking through your actions, your choices, your discipline. You ask by how you treat your time, by how you speak to yourself, by how you handle setbacks. That's what separates the person who's ready from the person who's waiting. You don't need to wait for a sign. You are the sign. Your desire is the signal. The fact that you feel pulled to something more is your proof that it's time to ask for it. And the best time to do it, right now. Not tomorrow, not next month, not when everything is perfect, because it never will be. Ask now. Start now. You can't keep staying quiet and expect loud results. You can't keep avoiding your truth and expect clarity to show up. When you speak what you want out loud, you take the first real step toward getting it. And I don't just mean say it once in a room by yourself. I mean speak it in how you live. Speak it in how you show up every morning. Speak it by the energy you carry and the decisions you make. Some of you have big dreams, but you've been quiet about them for so long that they've started to feel distant. Bring them back. Make them loud again. Get your voice back. There's power in saying, I want a better life and I'm going after it. That's not arrogance. That's clarity. That's purpose. That's what gets things moving. You have to break through that wall in your mind that says, what if I ask and nothing changes? And you need to replace it with, what if I ask and everything changes? That shift in your thinking is where the transformation begins. That's when you stop surviving and start building. Every successful person you know had to ask for it. They had to ask life for more. They had to look their doubt in the eye and say, I'm still going. And they didn't get it all at once. No one does. But asking opened the path. Asking gave them direction. Asking gave them a reason to keep pushing. The universe doesn't need perfection. It needs honesty. It needs consistency. It needs you to show up with clarity. That's the language it understands. When you hold back, you confuse the signal. When you hesitate, you slow down the process. But when you ask fully, without guilt, without shame, without fear, that's when you start to notice things shift. And here's what you need to remember. The moment you ask, the clock starts. From that second on, everything you do should match what you said you wanted. Don't ask for strength and then spend your time avoiding effort. Don't ask for freedom and then live like you're trapped. Don't ask for love and then shut yourself off. That's not alignment. That's delay. Ask and then live like you meant it. There's no secret formula to this. It's simple, but it's not easy. It takes honesty, it takes courage, and it takes responsibility. But the beauty is this. Once you start asking with your whole heart, life starts answering in ways you never expected. So today, be bold enough to ask. Ask for peace if that's what you need. Ask for opportunity if you're ready to grow. Ask for healing if you're tired of hurting. Ask for direction if you've been lost. Just don't stay silent. Don't stay small. Speak it. Own it. Claim it, because the life you want is waiting for your voice. And when you ask, don't whisper. Ask with your life. Ask with your choices. Ask with your focus. Ask with everything you've got. That's how you talk to the universe. That's how change begins. Chapter 2. Believe it's possible, even when nothing is clear. There will be moments in life when you won't have all the answers. You'll look around and nothing will make sense. The path will seem dark. The signs won't be obvious. The people around you might not support you, and the results you expected might not show up. But in those moments when everything feels unclear, the one thing you must hold on to is belief. Belief is not about having proof. Belief is what you build when there is no proof. It's what you hold on to when there are no guarantees. You don't need things to be perfect to believe in progress. You don't need a full picture to take the first step. What you need is the decision to trust that something greater is working, even if you can't see how yet. Most people get stuck because they wait for certainty before they move. They want to feel ready. They want signs. They want confirmation. But real growth doesn't wait for those things. Growth starts when you believe before the evidence. It's not easy, but it's powerful. It shapes your mindset, it builds your strength, and it forces you to develop trust in yourself, in the process, and in life itself. Every person who built something great had to start without knowing how it would turn out. They had to deal with confusion, doubt, and fear. But what separated them was their ability to keep believing, even when the picture was incomplete. They understood that clarity comes through action, not before it. When your vision is blurry, your belief has to be sharp. You have to remind yourself every day that just because things aren't clear doesn't mean they aren't moving. The invisible progress is still progress. You might not see results yet, but if you're doing the right things, something is happening underneath the surface, and that's where belief lives. In the unseen, in the unknown, in the space where faith replaces fear. Believing when it's easy doesn't grow you. Believing when everything lines up doesn't teach you much. The real transformation happens when you decide to believe in the middle of confusion. When nothing feels certain and you choose to stay committed anyway, that's when you shift. That's when your character grows. That's when the universe starts responding. But belief is not passive. It's not just about hoping. It's about showing up every day and acting like it's possible. It's about doing the work, even when you feel tired. It's about making decisions that match your future, not your fear. Your belief must be visible in your routine, not just in your thoughts. If you say you believe but don't take action, you're only wishing. And wishes don't move mountains. Decisions do. So ask yourself, do your habits reflect belief? Do your choices reflect belief? Are you waiting for something to push you? Real belief means walking, even when the road is unclear. You might not know how things will unfold, but you can still believe you're moving in the right direction. You might not have all the tools, but you can believe you're capable of learning. You might feel behind, but belief reminds you that your story isn't over yet. The most important thing you can do is keep going. Not because it's easy, but because you know it matters. People often say, I'll believe it when I see it. But successful people reverse it. They see it because they believe it. That's how it works. You must first carry the vision in your mind and heart, even if the world hasn't shown it to you yet. You lead with belief, and eventually the results follow. When things don't go your way, it's tempting to question everything. That's when people give up, not because they aren't capable, but because they lost belief too soon. They let the confusion distract them. They let the waiting wear them down. But the people who make it are the ones who keep moving forward while everyone else is sitting and waiting for clarity. Don't ask for an easy path. Ask for the strength to stay committed when the path is hard to see. You don't grow by watching. You grow by walking. And the truth is, you don't need to have everything figured out to take the next step. All you need is the courage to believe it's worth it. When you wake up tomorrow, you won't have all the answers, but you can still show up with belief. You can choose to give your best with what you have. You can choose to speak like someone who knows the outcome is worth the effort. That's where belief lives, in your voice, your energy, your focus, your discipline. You're not always going to feel strong, that's normal. But belief is a choice, not a feeling, and it's a choice you must make every single day, even if you have to remind yourself 10 times a day, keep choosing belief, because the alternative is to give in to fear and that road never leads anywhere good. There's power in saying, I don't have the full picture, but I'm still going. There's strength in saying, I can't see it yet, but I trust it's there. That kind of mindset changes how you live. It gives you the ability to keep momentum when most people stop. And that's what separates those who make progress from those who stay stuck. You'll be tested. That's not a maybe, it's a fact. Life will challenge your belief. It will throw things at you that don't make sense. But that's part of the process. If everything made sense all the time, you wouldn't grow. So when things get blurry, remind yourself, this is the moment where belief counts the most. Keep speaking life into your vision. Keep standing tall when it would be easier to quit. Keep making decisions that lead you forward, even if you're walking through fog. The fog will clear, the path will make sense, but it only does that when you stay on it long enough. So don't wait to feel ready. Decide to believe now. Not tomorrow, not when you get the job, not when you hit your goals. Decide today. Believe when it's quiet. Believe when you're alone. Believe when nothing is working yet. Because that's when it matters the most. And one day, you'll look back and realize those unclear days were building you. They were shaping your mind, strengthening your focus, and preparing you for the life you asked for. You didn't see it at the time, but your belief made all the difference. The truth is, you're closer than you think. You just have to keep going. And the only way to keep going is to believe it's possible, even when nothing is clear. That belief is what unlocks everything. That belief is how you talk to the universe, and how the universe knows you're serious. Chapter 3. Say it out loud until it feels real. Most people never change their life because they never change their language. They wake up every day speaking doubt. They talk about problems more than possibilities. They say what they don't want instead of what they do. And over time, those words become their life. If you want to build something better, the first thing you need to do is pay attention to what you're saying. Your words are not just sounds, they're instructions. They shape what you focus on. They build what you believe. And if you say something long enough, you start to feel it, even if it wasn't true at first. When you say it out loud, it begins to live in you. That's how you start shifting your mind and your results. If you want to build confidence, say you're becoming more confident. If you want discipline, say you're the kind of person who follows through. Even if it feels awkward at first, say it anyway. That's how real change begins. You don't wait to feel ready. You say it until your mind starts catching up. You have to say what you want more than once. Say it every day. Say it when it feels hard. Say it when it makes you uncomfortable. The repetition is what does the work. Your brain learns through repetition. Your emotions respond to patterns. And your habits are built on what you hear most often. So don't just think about your goals. Speak them out loud like they're already on the way. Some people are afraid to do this because it feels silly. They think, what if I sound crazy? But the truth is, you're not saying it for other people, you're saying it for yourself. You're saying it to give your mind a new direction. You're saying it because the world already talks loud enough about fear. You need to talk back with something stronger. You can't whisper your way into a better life. You have to speak with certainty. You have to say what matters to you, even if you're the only one who hears it. You might not believe it on day one, but that's why you say it again on day two, and then again on day three. That's how you take control of your thinking, by using your voice to override the noise. Start simple. Choose one or two things that matter to you. Say them out loud every morning. Say them before you start your work. Say them when doubt creeps in. If you feel like giving up, speak your intention again. If you feel tired, say what you're committed to. The more you say it, the more you train your brain to follow that path. You don't need anyone else's permission to do this. You don't need a crowd. You don't need applause. You just need to get serious about how you speak to yourself. Because if your inner voice is always working against you, life is going to feel a lot harder than it needs to. And here's the key. Don't just say the words. Feel them as you say them. Slow down. Look yourself in the mirror if you have to. Say it like you mean it. If you want strength, don't just wish for it. Say it. Say, I am strong. Say, I'm built to handle pressure. Say, I have what it takes. And say it until your posture changes, until your decisions match it, until your energy rises. You have to speak in a way that wakes something up in you, not to impress, not to perform, but to shift your state. Some people talk about what they don't want all day. They say things like, I'm always tired, or nothing works for me, or I can't figure this out, and then they wonder why their life feels heavy. That language is creating a cycle. The more you say it, the more you feel it. The more you feel it, the more you live it. Break that pattern. Say something new. Say something that lifts you. Even if your voice shakes at first, say it anyway. There's a reason why athletes speak out loud before a game. There's a reason why leaders use affirmations. It's not because they're pretending, it's because they understand the power of focus. What you say out loud sets the tone for what you do. It tells your brain, this is who we are, this is how we move, and the brain follows direction. But you have to give it the right one. And don't just say the easy stuff. Say the hard things too. Say, I'm not going backwards. Say, I'm going to figure this out no matter what. Those are the words that build toughness. Those are the words that make you feel steady when life feels shaky. And you don't say it once and forget it. You say it until it becomes normal, until it becomes part of your identity. If your mind keeps drifting into fear, answer it. Speak something stronger. You're not powerless. You're not stuck. You have a voice. Use it. Use it with intention. Use it with purpose. Say what your future looks like. Say how you want to live. Say who you are becoming. Don't just think about change. Say it. That's how you start turning a corner. There will be days when you don't feel like saying anything. Those are the most important days to speak. Because if you don't fill your mind with something solid, doubt will take over. Say it when you're tired. Say it when you're hurting. Say it when your plans fall apart. Speak it until it feels like the truth. Because eventually, it will be. This isn't magic. It's not hype. It's about training. You're training your mind to listen to your words. You're setting a new rhythm. And that rhythm will carry you when things feel slow. The people who grow the most are the ones who stay consistent, even when they don't see quick results. Saying it out loud is how you stay locked in. It keeps your goal right in front of you. And don't wait for someone else to speak life into you. Learn to do it yourself. Learn to be your own reminder. You'll feel stronger for it. Because when you learn how to lead yourself with your words, you stop waiting on motivation. You stop waiting for the perfect moment. You start moving on purpose. Think about this. If someone followed you around all day and repeated everything you said, what kind of life would they live? Would they feel inspired? Would they feel confident? Or would they feel discouraged and unsure? Now turn that back on yourself. Your mind is already following you around all day. What are you telling it? Start saying things that move you. Say, I'm ready to grow. Say, I'm making progress today. Say, I'm focused on what matters. And don't just say it in the morning and forget it. Say it throughout your day. Say it when you're walking. Say it when you're working. Say it before you go to sleep. That consistency is what builds belief. Every time you speak with intention, you take back control. Every time you speak with strength, you build it. You don't need everything figured out. You just need to start talking like someone who's serious about change. Speak like someone who knows their life is shifting. Speak like someone who refuses to settle. And here's the truth. No one can do this part for you. It's your voice, it's your life, and it's your responsibility to speak the words that match the future you want. Say it until you feel it. Say it until your actions line up. Say it until the people around you start noticing. Say it until it's no longer something you're reaching for, because now it's who you are. Chapter 4. Show up every day like it already happened. If you're serious about changing your life, you have to stop waiting and start behaving like it's already happening. Most people sit around hoping for the results to show up before they shift their actions, but it works the other way around. You don't wait until the success comes to act like you've earned it. You act now, before it arrives. You move today like you've already crossed the finish line. That's how you bring the future closer. That's how you turn desire into discipline. Every day is a new chance to step into the version of you that's no longer waiting. Not talking about it, not dreaming about it, living it. And the way to do that is simple. You wake up and move like the opportunity has already landed. You show up with the same focus and energy you would have if you already had the result in your hands. Because if you keep showing up small, if you keep waiting for something to happen before you change, then you'll stay stuck in the same spot for years. You've got to stop living from a place of doubt and start operating from a place of certainty. It's a mindset shift. You walk into the room like you belong there. You make decisions like you're already trusted. You carry yourself with the same confidence you'd have if everything had already worked out. That's not pretending. That's preparation. That's alignment. The universe responds to people who act like they're ready, not people who are still hesitating. Every single day matters. And the question is, how do you show up? Do you wake up tired and disconnected, dragging your feet through the day? Or do you rise with direction, with intensity, with discipline? Because how you show up is a signal. It tells life whether you're ready to receive or not. It tells your own mind whether you're serious or just playing around. You can't keep asking for things you're not willing to live up to. That kind of disconnect will keep you stuck. And yes, it's uncomfortable at first. It takes effort to behave like things have already shifted when nothing around you has changed yet. But that's the test. That's the doorway. That's where most people give up. They think, it's not real yet, so why should I act like it is? But that attitude delays everything, because until your behavior reflects belief, the results can't follow. You have to lead with your actions, not your emotions. Think about this. If the goal you're chasing was already yours, how would you move differently? How would you treat your time? How would you speak to others? How would you handle problems? That's the version of you that needs to show up right now, not tomorrow, not later this year, right now. The person who's already built the life they want doesn't make excuses. They're consistent. They're clear. They're focused. That's the model. You don't fake it. You function at a higher level on purpose. You choose the standard, and then you live it. Even if no one sees it yet. You don't need validation, you don't need applause. What you need is alignment. When your habits, mindset, and energy match the life you're building, momentum shows up. And once momentum kicks in, everything changes. Doors open, strength builds, discipline gets easier. But it starts with how you show up. When you carry yourself like the result is already yours, something powerful happens. Your confidence rises. Your conversations change. You no longer seek permission. You no longer wait for motivation. You act with responsibility. You own your decisions. And people notice. Not because you're trying to impress, but because there's a different energy in you. That energy is called belief in action. It's rare, and it's magnetic. Stop saying, when things get better, I'll get better. That's backwards. You get better first. You build the habits now. You do the work now. And slowly things start to shift. That's how it works. But you've got to be the one who moves first. That's the key. The universe responds to movement, not hesitation. You've been waiting long enough. Now it's time to act. Start with the little things. If you had the life you wanted, how would you take care of your health? Do that now. If your dreams came true, how would you carry yourself at work? Do that now. If you were already successful, how would you treat your time, your money, your relationships? Do that now. You build the future by living like it's already here, not just once, every day, until it becomes who you are. You can't wait until you feel like it. You have to do it, whether the feelings show up or not. Discipline has nothing to do with mood. You're not building a fantasy. You're building a life. And lives are built with consistency, with intentional action, with showing up every single day like you've got something valuable to protect, because you do. Your future is on the line. There will be days when it's hard. You'll feel tired. You'll feel discouraged. The progress won't be obvious. But that's not your signal to stop. That's your signal to double down. The days you don't feel like showing up are the most important days to show up, because that's where the change really happens. Anyone can be motivated for a few days. But if you can keep showing up after the excitement fades, you'll go places most people never reach. You have to ask yourself, am I doing this just to feel good, or am I doing this to become the person I said I'd be? Because if it's the second one, then it doesn't matter how hard it gets. You'll keep showing up. Not because it's easy, but because it matters. Show up like it's already working. Show up like the goal is already locked in. Show up like the reward is guaranteed, and your only job is to keep earning it day by day. That mindset will push you through walls. It will carry you through silence, through pressure, through setbacks, because you're no longer attached to needing evidence. You're connected to the vision. And remember, your future self is watching how you move today. Don't let them down. Don't wait for permission. Don't wait for motivation. Get up and act like you've already made it. Do the work like someone who's already trusted. Speak like someone who knows where they're going. Think like someone who's no longer guessing. You don't need more time. You need more intention. Show up fully and do it every day. That's the difference between someone who hopes and someone who builds. Chapter 5. Block out the noise that makes you doubt. There's a point in life where you have to decide who gets to speak into your mind. Every day you're surrounded by voices, some from people, some from your past, some from your own thinking, that try to tell you what you can't do. That noise doesn't always sound loud, but it's constant. It shows up in conversations, in the media you consume, in the people you allow too close. If you don't take control of that noise, it will control you. If you let it sit in your head long enough, it starts to shape what you believe about yourself. And once your belief gets weak, everything else starts falling apart. That's why blocking out the noise isn't just helpful, it's necessary. If someone is always planting doubt in your mind, it's your responsibility to limit that influence. You don't have time to argue with people who don't see your vision. You don't have energy to waste explaining your purpose. To those who already made up their minds about what's realistic, if you're building something important, if you're changing your life, you've got to protect your focus like it's your most valuable asset, because it is. Some people won't understand what you're trying to do. That's fine. It's not their job to understand. It's your job to keep going. When the wrong people are too loud in your life, the right thoughts become hard to hear. That's when you start second-guessing yourself. That's when you delay action. That's when your confidence slowly disappears without you even noticing. And that's exactly why you must learn to turn down the volume on everything that pulls you away from who you're becoming. Sometimes the noise doesn't come from others. It comes from inside your own head. The voice that says, "You're not good enough. You're too late. You don't have what it takes." That voice is not the truth. It's fear trying to sound logical. It's past pain trying to sound like wisdom. But if you listen to that voice too long, it starts to feel like your identity. That's when you start living small. That's when you stop taking risks. And if you want to grow, you've got to challenge that voice every single day. You can't let your life be controlled by a story that was written during your weakest moments. You've got to replace that noise with clarity. You've got to feed your mind something stronger. Read things that build you. Listen to people who've been through it and made it out better. Speak things that push you forward. When the doubt gets loud, your focus has to get louder. You fight noise with direction. You silence it by doing the work. You drown it out with action. If someone in your life only adds confusion, step back. That doesn't mean you hate them. It means you value your peace. It means you're serious about your goals. You can't keep everyone close and still expect to grow. Growth demands space. Growth demands separation from what distracts and discourages you. You don't have to be rude, but you do have to be clear. There's nothing wrong with saying, "This doesn't help me, so I won't entertain it." Your time is too short and your future is too valuable to keep letting doubt take the lead. If your phone is filled with noise, clean it up. If your conversations always end in you feeling worse, change them. If the content you scroll through makes you question yourself, stop watching it. Your environment matters more than you think. It's shaping your mindset every hour. And if you want a different life, you have to make different choices about what you allow in. Blocking out the noise doesn't mean you ignore feedback or avoid truth. It means you become wise about what builds you and what breaks you. Not every voice is qualified to speak into your potential. Not every opinion needs a response. You don't need a crowd cheering you on. You need a mindset that won't bend to negativity. That starts with discipline. The discipline to walk away from drama, the discipline to guard your energy, the discipline to keep your focus even when people don't believe in you. If you're constantly distracted, if you're always drained, it's time to pay attention to what you're letting in. Doubt grows in chaos. It thrives when your life is filled with noise. But clarity grows in stillness. Direction grows when you take back control of your space. You don't owe anyone access to your peace. If someone brings stress every time they speak, mute them. If a habit leads to comparison and insecurity, remove it. You are not weak for needing silence. You are smart for creating it. Most of the people who doubt you have already given up on their own dreams. They're not speaking from strength. They're speaking from regret. And if you let that in, their fear becomes yours. You start shrinking just to fit into their comfort zone. That's not your path. You didn't come this far to blend in. You came this far to rise above what held you back. And that means learning how to stay grounded in your vision, even when noise surrounds you. You don't need a perfect environment to grow, but you do need to stop feeding your doubt. That means creating habits that support your clarity. Wake up and take time to reset your mind. Limit how much nonsense you consume before you've even gotten started with your day. Surround yourself with people who push you forward, not those who question everything you do. It's not about being perfect, it's about being intentional. If you've ever wondered why you feel stuck, even when you're working hard, take a look at your inputs. What are you listening to? Who are you spending time with? What are you saying to yourself? Those inputs shape your thoughts, and your thoughts shape your choices. If you want to make better decisions, you need better input. Block the noise that pushes you into self-doubt and fill that space with thoughts that move you forward. You're not here to stay quiet about what you want. You're not here to spend your life reacting to negativity. You're here to build something real, and that takes focus. It takes strength. It takes the courage to say, no more distractions. You don't need to argue. You don't need to explain. Just shift your attention. Give your time to what helps you grow. Give your energy to what brings results. And let everything else fade into the background. When your head is clear, your decisions get sharper. When your space is quiet, your energy comes back. When your environment supports you, your progress speeds up. And it all starts with you choosing to block out what. Choose peace over noise. Choose focus over approval. Choose growth over comfort. And do it every day. There's something waiting on the other side of your discipline. But you'll never reach it if you're constantly distracted by noise that was never meant for you. Get clear. Get focused. Get intentional. And if something makes you doubt yourself, don't argue with it. Just turn it off and keep building. Because your future doesn't need more noise. It needs your full attention. Chapter 6. Trust the timing even when it feels late. There's a moment in life when you start looking around and wondering if you've missed your shot. You see other people moving faster, reaching milestones, getting recognized, building success, and something in you starts asking, why is it taking me so long? That voice starts pressing on your patience, making you feel behind, like your time has passed. But that thinking is dangerous. Because if you don't learn how to trust the timing of your life, you'll start forcing things that aren't ready. Or worse, you'll give up just before things start to align. The truth is, feeling late doesn't mean you are. It just means you're measuring yourself with the wrong clock. What if where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be? Not because it's comfortable, but because it's necessary. What if the delay is the preparation? What if this is the season where you learn what you didn't know you needed? When you feel like everything is slow, ask yourself, am I really stuck or am I being shaped? There's a big difference. One feels frustrating, the other is building strength quietly behind the scenes. You may not see what's forming, but it doesn't mean nothing's happening. Too many people ruin their progress because they expect things to happen too soon. They put pressure on a timeline that isn't theirs to control. Then, when life doesn't match their schedule, they panic. But success isn't a race. Purpose doesn't expire. And growth doesn't follow a clock. It follows commitment. It follows consistency. It follows a different kind of time, one that respects development. Not just speed. Think about how long it takes to build something that lasts. Anything rushed falls apart under pressure. But what's built with patience? If life is moving slower than you want, that's not always a sign to push harder. Sometimes it's a sign to keep steady. Keep building. Keep doing the work. The result isn't gone. It's just not visible yet. Some of the most important things you'll ever receive in life will come later than you planned. That doesn't mean they're less valuable. In fact, the things that take longer usually mean more, because they required more of you. More focus, more faith, more endurance. And once you get them, they don't fade easily, because you earned them over time, not overnight. It's easy to trust when everything is moving quickly. It's easy to feel motivated when the results show up fast. But real trust is tested when there's silence, when you keep showing up and nothing seems to change, when you're doing everything right and it still feels like you're standing still. That's where most people stop. That's where people say, maybe it's not meant for me, but that's where you grow if you keep going. You don't have to like the delay, but you do have to respect it. You have to stop treating patience like punishment. This season is not meant to break you. It's meant to build you. You're not falling behind. You're learning the kind of strength that fast success can't give you. And if you quit now, you'll miss the version of you that's just starting to form. Don't let the rush around you become your standard. Just because someone else is winning fast doesn't mean your path is wrong. You don't know what they're carrying. You don't know what they've skipped. You don't know what they'll lose because they didn't take time to grow first. Your journey isn't supposed to look like theirs. It's supposed to look like yours. And the only way to honor your path is to trust its pace. When you start feeling like you're late, pause and ask yourself, late for what? According to who? What if the very thing you're calling slow is the reason you'll be ready when the door finally opens? What if the delay is keeping you from stepping into something you're not equipped to handle yet? Life doesn't deny you to hurt you. It delays you to develop you. This doesn't mean you stop putting in effort. It means you release the pressure to control the outcome. You keep doing the work, but you don't carry the anxiety. You don't keep checking the clock every 5 minutes. You plant the seed, water it, and let it grow. And if it takes longer than expected, you trust that it's still growing, because things worth having take time to root. And if it grows slow, it usually lasts longer. Start looking at this season differently. Don't call it stuck. Call it preparation. Don't call it failure. Call it formation. There's something in this delay that you're going to need later. Maybe it's resilience. Maybe it's clarity. Maybe it's wisdom. But whatever it is, rushing won't help you get it far. It'll only make you miss it entirely. This is where you train your focus, where you learn to hold your ground, where you stop chasing validation and start trusting your direction. You stop waiting for proof and start relying on persistence, because you don't need everything to be fast to know it's working. You just need to stay in it long enough to let the process do what it's meant to do. There's no such thing as too late when you're still breathing. As long as you're alive, your path can continue. You can still grow. You can still shift. You can still get where you're meant to be. Time hasn't left you behind. Your story is still unfolding. You're not behind schedule. You're just in the middle of becoming. If today feels like nothing is moving, remind yourself, it's not always visible. Some of your best growth happens when no one's watching. Some of your strongest skills are being built when no one is clapping. That silence isn't empty. It's filled with lessons. Keep paying attention. Keep doing the small things well. because the small things add up, and when the moment finally arrives, you'll be ready. Not lucky, not surprised, ready. You don't have to force anything. What's meant for you will not miss you if you're doing the work. You don't have to stress about what hasn't arrived. Just focus on who you're becoming while you wait. That's the real reward. That's the part most people skip. But it's the part that makes the win worth it. You're not too old. You're not too far behind. You're not wasting time. You're building something better than fast success. You're building substance. You're building peace. You're building a version of yourself that doesn't depend on timelines to feel valuable. That kind of growth lasts. That kind of growth doesn't fade. And it's worth every second it takes. Chapter 7. Speak your goals every day with full belief. What you say about your life is shaping your life. Every word you speak about your future is planting something. The question is, are you planting belief or are you planting fear? If you want your goals to grow, you have to stop keeping them locked in your mind and start giving them a voice. You speak what matters. You speak what you're building. Not once, not when you feel like it. Every single day. That kind of consistency trains your mind to stay locked in, even when your surroundings say otherwise. Most people keep their goals hidden because they don't want to feel silly or be judged. But keeping your goals silent doesn't protect you. It weakens your direction. When you say your goals out loud, something happens. You set your focus. You trigger clarity. You start moving with intention instead of drifting through the day. You're not just reacting anymore. You're declaring how you plan to live. And that declaration, repeated daily, begins to rewire your decisions. You don't speak your goals only when things are easy. You speak them especially when things are hard. You speak them when doubt creeps in. You speak them when progress feels slow. You speak them when no one's watching. That's when it matters most. If you only speak your goals when it's comfortable, you won't build the mental strength required to carry them out. Real belief isn't soft. It's built through repetition, especially in tough seasons. The way you start your day sets the tone for how you live it. Most people wake up and jump right into distractions. They grab their phone, they check what others are doing, and their goals are already forgotten before the day even starts. That's not how you win. You win by deciding who you are and what you want the moment you wake up. And the way to do that is by speaking it. You don't need a crowd. You don't need a script. You just need truth and consistency. When you speak your goals, you give your mind something to chase. Your words shape your attention, and what you focus on repeatedly begins to grow. If you say it daily, you'll start to feel it. If you feel it, you'll start to act like it. And if you act like it long enough, it starts to become your reality. That's how it works. It doesn't happen all at once. But it does happen when you stay committed to the process. Some people say they believe in their goals, but their words say otherwise. They speak with hesitation. They add doubt in every sentence. They downplay what they want, and then they wonder why they don't follow through. Your mind listens to the tone of your voice. If you sound uncertain, it assumes you're unsure, and if you're unsure, you won't last. So speak with strength. Speak with commitment. Speak like the outcome is on its way and your only job is to keep walking toward it. This isn't about pretending, it's about choosing. You're choosing to speak power over your day. You're choosing to talk about where you're going, not where you've been. You're choosing to fill your mind with purpose instead of noise. That's not fake. That's responsible. You're responsible for what lives in your head, and your words are the steering wheel. They either pull you closer to your goals or push you further away. You don't need to be loud to be powerful. You just need to be real. You just need to be consistent. Whisper it if you have to. Just don't skip it. Don't go through your day without reminding yourself why you're doing this. Your goals are not some side project. They are the reason you are choosing to live with intention. So say them. Say them clearly. Say them with respect. Say them like your future depends on it, because it does. You'll have days when your belief feels low, days when nothing seems to be working. That's not the time to be silent, that's the time to speak even louder. If you only speak your goals when things feel good, you're not building belief, you're chasing convenience. Belief is built in the struggle, in the early mornings, in the late nights, in the times when your only motivation is the vision you keep speaking over yourself. You don't need to convince anyone else. This isn't about proving something to the world. This is about proving to yourself that you won't give up. When you speak your goals every day, you create accountability. You can't hide from what you say daily. You start shaping your thoughts around your words. And eventually your actions will follow the blueprint you're speaking into existence. You're not behind, you're not too late, you're not too far gone, you just need to reset your focus. Speak it again. Speak it even if you've failed before. Speak it even if yesterday didn't go well. Speak it even if you're tired. Because the habit of speaking your goals every day is not just about motivation, it's about identity. You're telling your mind who you are, and if you say it long enough, that identity becomes your default. Imagine walking into every day already knowing what matters, already feeling connected to your purpose, already locked in. That doesn't happen by chance, that happens by design. And the design starts with your words. If you want to be disciplined, say you are. If you want to be focused, speak it. If you want to finish what you start, declare it. You don't wait to feel ready. You create readiness through daily declaration. And you don't need hours to do this, just minutes of focused intention. Say your goals when you wake up. Say them before your work. Say them while you're moving. Say them before you sleep. You're not trying to impress anyone. You're keeping yourself aligned. You're reminding your brain what matters. You're pushing back against all the distractions that want your attention. That's how you build mental toughness. That's how you stay in the fight. There will always be noise trying to pull you off track. But when you're speaking your goals every day, you start recognizing that noise faster. You start saying no more often. You start prioritizing what really counts. You become someone who lives by purpose, not pressure. And it all starts with one habit: opening your mouth and saying what you believe in, even when it's hard. You're not here to live an average life. You're here to grow, to rise, to lead yourself with strength. And that kind of living starts with your language. Speak what you want until it feels like truth. Say it until your energy rises. Repeat it until your life starts to match it. You're not just making noise. You're building a foundation. And over time, that foundation will carry you through anything. Say it again. Say it with belief. Say it like your future is listening. Because it is. Chapter 8. Act right now, like the answer is coming. Waiting has become a habit for too many people. They wait for the perfect moment, the right mood, the full plan, or a clear signal that tells them it's safe to move. But that moment doesn't come. What does come is regret. What does show up is time lost. And all along, the real answer was this. You should have acted like the result was already on its way. Not because you had it all figured out, but because you chose to believe that movement brings momentum. You don't wait for the door to open before you walk toward it. You walk with the full expectation that it will. When you act like the answer is coming, you change how you carry yourself. You don't drag through the day. You don't question your every move. You act with intention. You decide that your time matters. You stop hesitating and start preparing. There's a different energy in people who believe that something good is on the way. They're not desperate, but they're focused. They're not rushing, but they're not lazy either. They work with purpose. They show up fully. They don't need to see the outcome to give their best effort right now. This mindset doesn't mean you ignore your current reality. It means you refuse to let your current situation control how you think, how you move, and what you believe about what's next. You can be tired and still keep building. You can be unsure and still take action. You don't need the full picture to get started. You need the discipline to move as if progress is already underway. That's what separates the people who grow from the people who give up. You can't wait until you feel motivated. You can't sit around hoping for a spark to hit you. You have to become the spark. That's the shift. That's the mindset. You wake up and act like the universe already said yes. You just haven't seen it happen yet. You move like everything's falling into place, even if nothing around you looks different. That kind of thinking trains your brain to focus, to problem solve, to stay alert. And that kind of mindset leads to action that builds momentum. It pulls you out of fear and into direction. When you act like the answer is coming, you stop negotiating with your excuses. You stop making deals with your comfort zone. You stop saying maybe tomorrow. You start saying it has to be today. Because the future you want is not built by waiting. It's built by doing, consistently, quietly. Even when no one is clapping, even when no one notices yet, you stop tying your effort to your feelings. You stop attaching your work to what's easy. You build a rhythm that doesn't depend on results. It depends on who you've decided to become. This doesn't mean working without rest. It means removing hesitation. It means removing doubt from your behavior. You're no longer asking, "Is it worth it?" You've already decided that it is. That's the mental shift that puts you in control. You stop living in response and start living on purpose. You choose your moves before the answer arrives, because you trust that your effort is part of the solution. You trust that your progress starts the moment you show up fully. And it's not about speed. It's about alignment. Your behavior needs to match the future you've asked for. You don't say you want growth and then waste hours doing things that lead nowhere. You don't say you want freedom and then stay stuck in the same habits. You don't say you're ready and then wait for signs. Readiness is proven in what you do, not what you say. And the more you act like the answer is coming, the more prepared you become to receive it. Most people want guarantees. They want to be sure before they invest their energy. But the people who create real change never wait for certainty. They build it through movement. They understand that clarity shows up after commitment, not before. That's why action matters. It opens the path. It reveals the next step. But none of that happens if you keep waiting for life to reassure you first. You won't always see results right away, but that's not a reason to pull back. That's a reason to keep going. Because the work you do today is shaping who you'll be tomorrow. The choices you make now are building your capacity. They're strengthening your focus. They're building a foundation that no shortcut can give you. And when the answer finally shows up, you'll be ready. Not surprised, not overwhelmed. Ready. There's a confidence that comes from acting ahead of the result. A calmness, a sense of power. You're no longer wondering if it will happen. You've already decided that it will. Your only job now is to keep showing up. With that belief in your mind, and that discipline in your hands. You don't argue with time. You don't beg for results. You just keep doing the work, knowing that what you've asked for is in motion. And if people around you don't understand it, that's okay. They might question why you're putting in so much effort when nothing is guaranteed, but they don't see what you see. They don't feel what you feel. They haven't made the decision you've made. You're not living to explain yourself. You're living to grow, and growth never asks for permission. This mindset removes panic. It kills procrastination. Because there's no more waiting for the right time. The right time is the moment you start acting like the answer is real. And when you move that way, your habits change, your tone changes, your discipline sharpens. You stop thinking in solutions instead of problems. You stop stalling and start moving. You're not here to sit on your dreams. You're here to bring them to life. And that starts now. Not when everything feels safe. Not when the conditions are perfect. Now, today, right where you are, with what you have. You don't need more information. You need more movement. You don't need more motivation. You need more action. The more you act like the answer is on the way, the more your life starts moving toward it. It's not about pretending. It's about preparation. When you act now, you tell the universe you're serious. When you act now, you take control of your direction. When you act now, you show yourself that you're not waiting. You're building. And once you've made that decision, the rest is simple. Show up. Work with belief. Adjust when needed. But never stop acting like the answer is on its way. Because one day it will arrive, and you'll be ready, because you already lived like it, every day, without doubt, without delay. Chapter 9. Keep showing up, even when it gets heavy. There are days when everything feels like a weight, the kind of days where your energy is low, your motivation is missing, and nothing around you seems to be improving. You wake up and wonder if it's even worth it to keep going. The goals feel far, the progress feels invisible, and the noise in your head tells you to take a break or give up completely. But that's the exact moment you need to keep showing up. Not because it's easy, not because it feels good, but because discipline means doing what matters even when your emotions want to run in the other direction. You won't feel strong every day. You're not supposed to. Strength isn't about feeling powerful all the time. It's about deciding to stay in the process when your mind tries to pull you away from it. Life will apply pressure. The kind that makes you question your decisions. The kind that makes the work feel heavier than usual. But showing up through that weight is where transformation happens. Anyone can move forward when things are light and convenient, but who are you when the pressure hits? The people who go far in life aren't the ones who always feel motivated. They're the ones who keep showing up when it's inconvenient, when they're tired, when they're unsure. They keep their word to themselves. They don't base their habits on comfort. They base them on commitment. They don't always move fast, but they never stop moving, and that's what builds real character. Progress is not always about speed or intensity. Some of your most important days will be the ones where you show up at 40% capacity and still give that full 40%. The days when everything in you says, take it easy, and you still give what you can. That's real growth. That's discipline. That's what builds endurance in a world that constantly pushes instant results and fast wins. You'll have seasons where things feel out of your control, where no matter how much you do, the results are slow. But just because something is heavy doesn't mean it's impossible. And just because you're struggling doesn't mean you're failing. Sometimes the weight is not meant to crush you. It's meant to make you stronger. It's meant to teach you how to hold your ground when life doesn't cooperate with your expectations. When things get heavy, most people pull back. They lower their standards. They start skipping what matters. They tell themselves, I'll get back on track when it gets easier. But if you only show up when it's light, you'll never make it through the hard times. And there will always be hard times. The key is not to run from the heaviness, but to build the strength to carry it without breaking. There's something powerful about keeping your routine steady when your emotions are unsteady. When you get up, go to work, stay disciplined, stay grounded. Even though nothing feels right, those are the days that separate you. That's where you earn confidence. That's where you develop trust in yourself. Not because you had a perfect plan, but because you proved you wouldn't quit just because it was hard. You have to stop thinking that difficulty means something is wrong. Challenge is part of the path. Resistance shows up any time you're doing something that matters. And if you expect everything to feel smooth, you'll give up the moment life doesn't cooperate. You need to shift your mindset from expecting ease to expecting progress through effort. That way, when the weight shows up, you don't panic. You adjust. You adapt. You keep going. You won't always feel like the version of you that's winning. Some days you'll feel weak, you'll doubt yourself, you'll wonder if you're making any progress at all. But just because you don't see it, doesn't mean it's not happening. Growth is slow. Strength builds quietly. And transformation often happens behind the scenes, not in the spotlight. You're changing even if you don't feel it. And that change is happening because you keep showing up when it's heavy. You might not be able to control the pressure, but you can control your response. You can choose to keep your standards high. You can choose to stay focused. You can choose to remind yourself why you started. It doesn't matter if you're not moving as fast as before. What matters is that you're still here, still locked in, still showing up. That's what makes you powerful. Not perfection, but persistence. Every time you feel like quitting and still take one more step, you gain something. Every time you're exhausted and still honor your discipline, you rise above the version of you that would have given up. That's the work that no one sees, but creates everything they eventually will see. You don't need to do everything today. You don't need to carry the full weight of the future on your back. You just need to do what's in front of you. Handle what you can control. Take the next step. That's enough. And when you do that consistently, day after day, even when it's uncomfortable, you'll look back and realize you became someone you can trust. Not just someone who dreams, but someone who delivers. There will always be reasons to stop. Your mind will offer you hundreds of excuses. You're too tired. It's not worth it. You're not getting anywhere. That voice will try to slow you down. That voice will try to make quitting sound logical. But you can't negotiate with doubt. You can't make deals with weakness. You have to outlast those thoughts by showing up anyway, not to prove anything to anyone else. But to prove to yourself that you don't quit just because it gets heavy. You're not supposed to have it all together. You're supposed to keep going while you figure it out. Some days you'll have energy, some days you won't. Some days will feel sharp and focused, others will feel dull and draining. But the people who win long term are the ones who keep their rhythm steady. They don't disappear during hard seasons. They don't stop just because progress slows down. They keep walking. They keep building. They keep choosing the work. If you feel pressure, it's because you're doing something that matters. If it feels heavy, it means you're carrying responsibility. And if you're still showing up under that weight, you're already winning in a way that most people will never understand. Because it's easy to look strong when everything is smooth. It's another thing to keep your word when everything feels like it's trying to knock you down. So take a breath. Reset your focus. Remember why you started. Then show up again. Not because it's easy, but because you're the kind of person who keeps showing up, even when it's hard. Even when it's heavy. Especially when it's heavy. That's how you build something real. That's how you become someone solid. And that's how you keep rising. One day, one step, one decision at a time. Chapter 10. Let go of pressure and keep doing your part. At some point, you have to realize that the pressure you're carrying is doing more harm than good. Not the discipline, not the effort, but the pressure, the stress, the fear, the constant need to see results right away. That's what's burning you out. That's what's making the process feel heavier than it needs to be. You can be committed without being crushed. You can stay consistent without carrying the entire weight of the future on your back. There's a difference between working hard and expecting yourself to control everything. That kind of pressure creates anxiety, not progress. You're not responsible for how everything unfolds. You're responsible for doing your part. That's it. Not more, not less. Your part is to show up, give effort, stay disciplined, and stay focused on what you can control. The rest is not in your hands. And the moment you understand that, you start to breathe again. You stop dragging yourself through each day with this invisible weight of trying to make everything perfect. You stop treating every setback like a personal failure. You stop tying your worth to your speed. The pressure to always perform, always win, always be ahead, it's exhausting and it's unnecessary. You don't need to prove anything to the world. You need to stay grounded in your purpose. You need to keep doing the work that matters. You need to stop rushing the process and start trusting it. Because the more pressure you put on yourself to make it happen faster, the more likely you are to make decisions based on fear instead of clarity. Letting go of pressure doesn't mean lowering your standards. It means releasing the anxiety that comes from expecting immediate results. You can still aim high. You can still work with intensity. But you don't have to suffer emotionally just because things are taking time. You don't have to punish yourself for not having everything figured out. Some things take time, and that's okay. Some goals require a longer season of quiet effort. That's not a weakness. That's just reality. You don't control when the reward shows up. You only control how you prepare for it. You don't control how fast growth happens. You control how often you show up and stay aligned with what you said you wanted. Pressure creeps in when you forget that distinction, when you start believing that your value is measured by how quickly you produce. That's not growth, that's burnout. And if you're always carrying that mindset, you'll lose the joy in what you're building. You're allowed to feel uncertain sometimes. You're allowed to pause and breathe. You're allowed to do your best without trying to control every variable. The idea that you always have to be on, always be grinding, always be pushing harder, it's not sustainable. And it's not necessary for success. Some of your most powerful progress will come when you take a step back, refocus, and return to your work with a calmer mind and a clear heart. Doing your part means staying committed, not overwhelmed. It means taking action, not overthinking every step. When you're too attached to the outcome, you become impatient. When you're too focused on what's not happening yet, you lose sight of what you're actually doing right. Letting go of pressure brings you back to the present. It reminds you that today's effort is enough. It reminds you that you don't need to carry tomorrow's weight before it arrives. You're not here to suffer your way to success. You're here to grow. You're here to get stronger. You're here to build something meaningful. And you can't do that if your mind is constantly tense, if your emotions are constantly wired, if your heart is always in a state of panic. There has to be some peace in the process. There has to be room to breathe. Letting go of pressure gives you that room. Most of the pressure you feel doesn't come from outside, it comes from within. From the expectations you've placed on yourself, from the fear of falling behind, from the need to always have answers. But growth doesn't require that you know everything. It just requires that you stay in the process. It requires patience. It requires presence. And it requires the ability to separate your identity from your current results. You are not the number in your bank account. You are not how many tasks you completed today. You are not your performance on one bad day. You are a work in progress. And the more you let go of pressure, the more you'll be able to enjoy the journey. You'll start to see that the peace you were looking for was never in the outcome. It was in the way you showed up each day. When you focus only on outcomes, you create a cycle of tension. You keep chasing something that always feels slightly out of reach. But when you focus on the process, on your routine, on your effort, on your discipline, you start to feel stable. You start to realize that you're not stuck. You're becoming. You're moving forward. You're growing. Even if the reward hasn't shown up yet, letting go of pressure allows you to reset your energy. It brings you back to what matters. It helps you make decisions based on your values, not your stress. And when you're grounded, when you're calm, you start making better moves. You start listening to your intuition. You stop forcing everything and start flowing with it. You still work hard, but you don't panic. You still want results, but you're not obsessed with speed. You're doing your part. That's enough. You don't need to do 10 things at once. You don't need to compare your pace to someone else. You don't need to feel behind just because your journey looks different. You just need to keep showing up with consistency. Keep learning, keep adjusting, and keep trusting that the right things will happen at the right time. Some days you'll feel productive, other days you won't. That's normal. Don't let one slow day make you question your progress. Don't let one setback make you doubt your direction. You're still in it. You're still building. You're still learning how to carry yourself with strength, even when things feel uncertain. That matters. That's progress. You'll get there. But the only way to get there, in a healthy way, is to stop trying to carry the entire journey at once. Take today for what it is. A chance to move forward. A chance to grow. A chance to live without letting pressure steal your focus. You're not here to rush. You're here to rise. You're here to build something real. And that happens when you do your part every day. Not from stress, not from fear, but from clarity. Let go of the noise. Let go of the timeline you've been trying to force. Let go of the need to prove something. Keep doing your part. Stay locked into what matters. And trust that if you do that long enough, the rest will take care of itself. Not by chance, not by magic, but because you stayed committed without being consumed. And that's where real success comes from. Quiet, focused, steady work without the pressure. Just presence, purpose, and progress. Day by day. Step by step. That's enough. That's more than enough.